You're listening to Foul Monkeys and These Two Girly Men.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Go China, go China, go China. Bust it out, bust it out. I'm gay, bust it out. What if somebody records that? What if somebody records that and they put it in an intro and send it to us?
This is the episode where I'm in it, and I don't even care what is going on or what episode it is.
Sweating for Jesus.
Okay, so we're like, welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
This is Ryan.
This is Dead Air.
Ryan.
This is Herb.
This is Fur.
Did you hear everybody okay?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make this into the Saturday Night Live skit where, you know, the people like sweaty balls. You remember that? Remember the two women on the radio station?
Yeah.
You guys were too young.
I remember that. Sweaty balls and then the sweaty wiener.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
She's like sweaty balls.
I remember the milk balls. She's like, these are so good. And they were like multi balls. And she's calling up people. Maybe that was the
sweaty balls. I don't remember that. Hmm. This had Alec Baldwin.
And they were putting his sweaty wiener in there.
Yeah, sweaty wieners. And
I like coffee talk.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Coffee talk.
I could do that pretty good. So we went to the beach today, and I have a sinus infection.
Was any red tide out?
No, but this fish, like, attacked Samantha.
It was like an ocean leech.
Yeah, it, like, attacked her and started sucking on her leg and wouldn't leave her.
Ah!
She like, jumped out of the water. Like, the water was all the way up to here already. And she jumped out of the water, like, her whole body almost came out. Yeah. I swear, I think she walked on water.
It was like cartoons.
Was it a blonde?
A blonde?
Yeah, that got a hold of her.
I don't know.
Because you said there was a fish sucking her.
Yeah, there was a fish. It was sucking her lip. Shut up.
It was like a water moccasin or
something. Oh, and this is another thing. I freaked out in the car. I'm looking over, and, you know, like, you know how Florida has those little lakes everywhere, retention ponds and all that crap? Well, I'm looking over, and I see this little head come out, and I was like, oh, it's a turtle. No. The fucker goes, it was a snake. Like this.
Like,
and I was like, I was in the car, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
God, I wish I had driven by and you, seen you go,
some snake-like.
And Samantha's like, what'd she say? She said that was no snake.
She's like, that's no snake. How could you see that in five seconds?
Come on. Snakes can do that.
It was like a Loch Ness monster.
It was like a Loch Ness monster.
If he would have been in the back seat, it would have scared him.
Baby.
Oh, shut up.
You screamed a lot louder than that.
We don't need to know all that. I did. I was like, I hate
them. It was
like,
ah!
I hate snakes. I hate them. They make me pass out.
They make you pass out.
Yeah, when I was 13.
That's a good safety response.
When I was 13, my dad and I were fishing in the river, you know, because I was redneck back then. So, what's wrong? Why'd you say shit?
I forgot to start the timer, too.
Oh, well, we might go over 30 minutes on
it's
this
been
one.
Like
I don't know.
2:50.
2 minutes. Something like that. Anyway, we were in the river, and we were fishing, and I was like, oh, I got something on my line, so I'm like, shh. And as soon as it, like, touches the water, the snake's like outside of the water, and I passed out right there. I just passed out right there. And, like, my dad had to, like, come save me, and then he was like, boy, you almost lost my $300 fishing reel.
And, you know, his daddy was
almost
really
drowned. He's like, you never let go of the pole.
Okay. And that's a pair.
I'm like, your son is priceless, and you're worried about a fucking rod and reel. After us water moccasin almost attacked me.
And you know he was very proud whenever he heard you there screaming like a girl.
I don't even think I screamed. I don't scream.
I screamed.
I don't even think I screamed. I don't even think I screamed.
Like, oh, that's my boy.
I mean, I just passed out. All I remember is, and then
sure
being
made him
out
even
water.
More proud that way.
Wow.
Oh, my son just passed out from a snake. Oh,
I hope there's
so
ever
proud.
A snake in your
I think
car
that's why I'm gay.
On the interstate.
But you would think I'd be like, even more scared of penis.
When he was like, never let go of the pole, or?
Never let go of the pole, and that's what I did.
And you
I
took just, that advice to
I took
heart.
That advice, and I don't let go of the poles anymore.
Thanks, Dad. I never let go of the pole.
He's got a kung fu grip.
But isn't the snake like a phallic symbol or something? Wouldn't that be like snake penises would scare me? Mm. It might make me pass out.
Well, if they're like penises that chomp your
legs off the wall.
I've seen those.
If they had poison and fangs,
I've seen them.
Yeah, I can understand.
In the parking lot?
The backseat.
Oh, shut up. You gotta listen to back episodes. Ryan,
all you have to do is listen to a couple.
Ryan is like a guest, but he never listens to the show.
Like about almost all the rest of them too.
Well, and he has an MP3 player, and he sits at work all day long and listens to it.
No, I don't. I haven't listened to it in like a month and a half. Because I'm too lazy to put all my stuff on there.
Why is it?
Because I have some recordings on it. I want to get off of there.
And we have. What do you need it for right now?
Because I've taken notes to self on ideas I need to do and things like that.
Okay. But you can remember not to plug it into the computer or download something.
That's hard. That's very easy to do. A lot of people do that.
It's okay. We understand our show sucks. It's all right.
No, it's
because we only have like two or three people who come on and actually listen to the show.
Right.
Yoo-hoo.
Actually, the last show that we had has how many does it have now? It like in 2 days it had like double the amount of downloads it normally has. So maybe people are listening.
Dude, I bet it's because of B-Talk.
But keep hope alive.
Did they talk about us on B-Talk?
But like, didn't you talk to them recently?
I didn't talk to them. I talked about them, but in a good way. I mean, it was good.
Well, it probably got back to them. They're like, "Oh, we'll talk good about Foul Monkeys." Even though
we mentioned our show once.
Well, we're plugging them now, aren't we?
Yeah.
There we go.
We have a listener in the UK.
Ooh,
I know. Man. We're international.
Oh. Wow.
We're what was
I wish I could do that accent. I can't do
it. What? English?
English accent.
British accent I can do is like the Cockney accent. Or, and that's
what about the lady from
most English people?
What about the lady from Harry Potter?
Which lady? Oh! Every time anyone ever says Harry Potter in the movie Harry Potter, they always go Harry Potter. What are you up to?
No, dude, when I was working at Wendy's, this woman came through the drive-thru and she's like, I'll have a Dr. Pepper! And I could not stop laughing. I threw it at her because I was like, ah! But it was just like the Harry Potter.
The goblet of Dr. Pepper! Take it! It be gone!
Three plugs.
Three plugs. Yeah, we just
plugged now we don't have
products.
To worry about
we
that
just plugged everybody.
We just plugged everybody.
It's like Wayne's World show. You know where he's
did
like,
we use protection?
I don't endorse any of them. It's like,
but we did B-Talk, Harry Potter, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. And English people there.
I hope there was some protection.
New cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper.
That's pretty good.
I haven't had it.
The Pepsi Jazz.
Oh, I thought y'all were putting strawberry Febreze. Like, dude, you gotta do some Febreze.
Febreze is awesome. This is perfect. Look, check this out. That is the shit.
It's like Pepsi Jazz.
Even though it's diet, it's good.
Yeah, it actually is, because I hate that stuff.
If I hook it up with some of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Right. I'll get it later.
Okay.
The show.
So, Eddie, how was your weekend? Did you, like, go out and do stuff and jump?
Like, no, I spent, like, the whole weekend working.
Working on what?
Like, the computer and, like, the shows and stuff at the tournament.
Oh, because the one that we're putting out tonight, is that mine or yours?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
We're so fucked up, we don't know.
It's nice having all these shows backed up, but it fucks up because, like, okay, well, who recorded that one and what did we talk about?
Yeah, I don't even know what we talked about.
So we have to go back and, like, totally listen to it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you remember that song, Shoes? You remember the video? I have that CD now. Eddie bought it.
Oh.
And
what other songs are there?
There's this one, Let Me Borrow That Top.
I was actually going to say Blouse It.
And there's one called No Booty Calls.
What are you talking about?
Who was it? It's Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
That one's funny as hell. No Booty Call is the greatest. Well, I have to play it one day for you.
Yeah, one of these
Or I can
years.
Send it to you in email or something.
Yeah, something.
Dude, that song today in the car was like...
Which one?
He's like, I'll be all of your pussy walls.
I don't know. That's funny.
Samantha's
like this big country girl from like Polk City, but she's down with the rap.
Wait a minute.
You know Samantha.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a like country time girl.
Yeah, she's like country, but she sure will sing some rap.
Yeah.
Hardcore rap, too.
She's a, what's she
so
saying?
When,
she's
where's like, her cousin, Mary Sue Ellen?
Mary Sue Ellen Lou
Harper.
Mary Sue Ellen Lou.
Yes.
Well, we decided that we're just gonna nickname her Micelle.
Okay.
Just take the first letter of each name and just call
right. Micelle. Micelle a lot. You buy. I like you.
Like that bitch in the car. She's.
No, I either spit or swallow. That's all.
And today we were in the car, and this like Asian lady like zoom past us on the right, and she gets right up to this guy, and she slows all the way down, like 20. It was like a 20 increase and decrease, and she's like, "What does Samantha say?" She's like, "Why go too fast? Make go slow now." And it was like, "You want fried rice?"
No, and then it's funny, and because we were on the side of the road, and remember we were going through that work area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're like, where's the other flag, man? And it was like this black guy, like, sitting down on the chair. Like, and he was all, like, yo. Kicked back. Yeah. And I was just waiting for her to say something, you know? And she's like, what? I'm not racist.
No,
and
I
then she turns around and says something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I was just waiting for her to say something. Because, like, everyone that was working were, like, the Hispanic guys, you know? But I was like, what construction workers work on Sunday?
The dedicated ones. That.
He was on his cell phone, so I don't think he was too dedicated.
Yeah, that's true. And then the woman, the other flag woman, had spandex on.
Yeah, she had like
and you could see every crook and nanny.
It was like who wears short spandex?
And like her lips were like
she had
like,
camel
sweaty.
Nanny. She
her
had camel
lips were
toe.
Sweaty.
Oh,
oh boy, did she?
She
have
had
camel
elephant
toe.
Wow, she took a picture of it. Jesus Christ!
We didn't bring the camera.
I was too scared.
Yeah.
Almost screamed like the state.
Excuse me, Ricky had a phone. He had a camera.
I actually took my camera, but I didn't take the SD card with me, so...
And my phone takes shitty pictures, so...
And I have my cell phone, but I didn't feel like bending down and getting it because I'm fat. And I have a cold.
We wanted to see some damn camel toe.
And he was already bending down, so...
Jesus Christ.
I'm sick. Can you tell?
Ew.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like you've been sucking a dick.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't feel like that.
That was very convincing. No, I wasn't. I was not.
I'm like, I can't breathe.
Prove it.
If I did that, I wouldn't be able to breathe.
I'm a good girl. I am. Mm.
So, Ryan and Fur are here.
That is
so they haven't been on the show forever.
That is such a cool name.
Fur.
Seriously. Is it like F-U-R?
It's short.
F-E-R for Jennifer.
Oh. Dude, that's way better than Jenner, Jenny.
Yeah, I agree.
Right on.
And we know like 16 Jennifers.
Yeah.
Did we just plugged Fur?
Fur?
Yeah.
We just plugged her.
Plugged her.
Plugged her?
We like pimped her out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's Fur.
Gonna put some sweet
it's than
LCD
bad. It's
good. Screens
yeah.
on her.
It's cool.
Like on her back and stuff. And it's gonna be badass.
Are we gonna do a paint job too?
Yeah. That's what we'll call it.
And you can put her up like on
my first.
Yeah.
Like put her up. I mean, she's already tall.
Yo, I'm next to the Z exhibit.
Oh my goodness.
Come over here and pimp your
and
fur.
And we give her a grill.
I love that look. I love that look he gives everybody whenever somebody has like something. They're like, well, this is just the way it is. You know, my car's just a piece of crap. And he's like, what? He gives that looks like, nigga, what you talking about? And it's like, nigga, what you talking about? I don't know. He used to be
we all can't be X to the Z exhibit.
Yeah. I wish I had a car that they could pimp out. Did you see that episode where the car was like half one car and half another car?
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah, they were like, that's structurally unsound, so here, take this other car.
Yeah.
We're going to pimp this one.
It's like those commercials where they're like, new paint job, and the car just got like, you know, like wrecked or whatever.
Yeah.
However they do it.
Half price.
That's crazy.
Fresh paint.
So what have you been up to, Ryan? Besides not listening to the show.
Not much.
Maybe you should
I've
say sorry to us.
Going, I'm sorry.
No, like you mean it.
I mean it, Ricky.
Just like all the rest of them.
I'm not convinced.
He means it with
yeah, exactly, just like the rest of them.
The viewers can't see this face.
Oh.
With this finger.
Good. They're going to pass out.
Oh, oh,
oh,
oh. Oh,
burn.
Ouch. Yeah, that was a scorcher.
Wait, so is he a water moccasin too? You're going to pass out?
Yeah. Well, no, I just said not me, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that or the smell. I didn't want to say anything about that, but anyway.
Or the
no.
Dude, who... Was it Gaze okay?
Told him to market that belch.
Yeah.
To copyright
he was
that
like,
belch.
This is fucking copyright right here. I love it. It's so funny. That's the best part of the show for me. It's like,
every time I want to point to China, or every time I talk about China, I just point to the microphone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, there he is. Well, he's about that skinny.
Yeah.
It was
and he's got that tiny.
But damn it, I'm fatter than the guy at Apple, though.
Oh!
That bitch
we went to the Apple
skinny.
Store. And of course, you would know the story if you listen to the show, but we'll repeat it for all the other listeners,
well,
too.
Well, dude, or you can go to any Apple store and see the same skinny guy.
No.
It's like, now, hold on. Slow down. Was it Apple Computers or
Apple
just
computers.
Apple?
It was
Apple,
Apple
Store.
Recruiter.
Dedicated.
It was a
like
store.
Media?
Hmm? Oh, no. But we go there because my iPod, this is my sixth iPod, actually, the one that I have. I've got to take it back and get another one.
Damn.
But Apple's still good, though.
So, but Apple's still the ball.
Apple good.
But the guy that was waiting on us, like, his wrist was, like, this big.
Oh.
And China was like, I feel so fat in this store.
Was he like, was he like an Ethiopian with a flat?
Oh, this dude was like skinnier than an Ethiopian.
Man.
He was
like, God, dude. He was like supermodel thin.
He wasn't even supermodel thin. He was like fucking dead thin.
They must not pay their employees very well.
So he spent all this money on his iPod.
They pay him in Apple coupons.
Yeah. Seriously. Dude, no. I think it's just like Starbucks where it's like, the same people seem to transport between stores. Like, it's always, like, the gay guy with, like, womanly hair and, like, the sad girl. You know, it's always, like, the same people at Starbucks every time.
There's a guy there that used to be a guy but now is a woman and had his whole operation and everything.
There we go.
Where
at? His name's
Starbucks or?
At Apple.
Oh, okay.
His name is like,
I don't know,
Heather
about all your Apple
why
store
are you going
to
do that?
I bet you he still has like an older iPod because he used the money he was going to buy like a video iPod for his
the Apple store is like your Cheers.
But why would you like turn
like,
yourself
you're like,
into
oh,
a woman?
There's Jim who, well, he's now Jane.
Why would you turn yourself into a woman and then name yourself Heather? That's like the sluttiest name ever.
Heather?
Yeah.
Heather is
well,
like...
It's not as bad as my
I don't know. It's as long as it's not like a color... Or like an emotion, or like a,
like a
virtue.
Or
you name someone after a virtue, it's the opposite.
Like grace.
Chastity, or whatever.
Chastity.
Virtue.
That name like causes me to feel pain. Chastity. It's
Virginia.
Like, I'm going to pass out.
Deep throater.
I don't think I've ever met anyone named Deep Throater.
I think that would be a memorable name. I remember.
I would remember that shit.
Like, hi, and this is my friend Deep Throater.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like,
I think it's spelled.
Hi,
hey,
how are you?
How are you?
This is her cousin. Sucks a lot
of
cock.
Ever seen the inside of my apartment? Are they related to Tina and Ariel?
Yeah, sucks cock. Oh yeah, you
sucks
know, they're all inbred.
So are they sucks cock twins, or are they just
yeah? Well, actually, this
like
is the story.
Fraternal, or are they identical?
They have no idea.
Well, they're not identical.
No,
one's brown hair. One's
they're
so.
Just they're confused twins.
But Tina is like she's like gotten so high off like car fumes because she likes to suck tailpipes for some reason.
Oh,
she gets so high she can't control the, like. Her neck when she's in the blowjob, so
yeah.
Ariel has to do it for her.
Yes. Ariel's the boss.
She should bring up a pulley system.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like a pulley on
pulley
the roof,
systems are
on the back of her head, and be like,
right. And they actually have a pimp. His name is Pimp Daddy Digits, and that's because he only has a right arm, a left leg, and no teeth.
You talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Bagging
the
groceries.
So.
And he has a Hummer, too,
yeah,
for,
it must
him,
be hard
for
to keep
his,
pimp in hand strong
his ride.
Well, how he stands up is Tina and Ariel. So, and then when they leave, he like tries to get up, and it's like a turtle. They keep spinning until
that's
they
right,
run.
Yeah. He keeps running around in a circle.
When they all live together at Lighthouse Ministries, but Tina and Ariel kind of got away from that. Yeah.
Hmm.
People don't know what Lighthouse Ministries is. Do we explain that to them?
Kind of, in a way, yeah. It's
Is it a homeless place? Like,
yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, it's a...
Tree. It's a Christian
homeless
place.
Retreat.
Retreat?
Is it like...
day spa.
Oh my god.
Yeah, day
so
spa
day
homeless. The homeless people.
Lifestyles of the poor and homeless.
Oh, we should do that. That would be fun. What if you're
luxury? We have to get somebody to have the Robin
potato Mace chips.
And
what if you're luxury, ma'am?
And Vienna sausages. Vienna sausages and saltine crackers.
Potted meat.
Yeah, potted meat. Yes, and some sardines. The cats love
like
it.
You should do like an Ethiopian cribs or something.
Like, Ethiopian cribs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This is where we keep all the flies over here.
And the bones.
And yeah. This is where the white lady comes in and she does her video so we get our money. We got cats, right?
Then
bitch.
I got some bubble gum. Bitch. Get it right, bitch.
This is where they put the buffet table we're not even allowed to look at.
Oh, that would be awful. All
set. Yeah, I'm sure they have a buffet table because, you know, every like set has like a little like snack.
Yeah, like they have those catering with
like ours right over there.
And they're like, no, get away. They're like,
it's for the white people.
Commercial for us. Like, yeah.
That's Sally Struthers, and she's there.
Yeah, that's her name. That's her name.
Eating all the children.
So I don't know what the
bad.
I don't like the licorice beans.
Oh, licorice.
Ew.
Nobody likes the black ones.
I'm sorry.
Jelly beans, that is. But they have all black jelly bean bags.
Ew.
Is that gross or what?
Yuck. Ew.
Who the fuck are they like? Just like good pressure.
People
that's
eat
like,
that all
that's like chewing that blackjack gum. Yuck.
I can't stand licorice, like black licorice.
Oh god, that's like an explosion. Dude, like good and plenty nastiness like, in your mouth.
That was like poison on Halloween. Like, yeah. Women would give us good,
I'd never
good and plenty, and it was like,
never what?
Good and plenty, you know? Like, the purple stuff.
And it has such,
the purple and white ones.
The whole thing is licorice.
That's gross.
But like different levels of licorice.
Wow, my head is kind of cleared up now.
Well, that's good.
I think because I ate that cinnamon.
That's what I just
bean.
Got.
Oh.
Yeah, it cleared up.
And what about those orange slices with the crystal
sinus
meth around the outside of them?
When's that? Who?
What?
The orange slices with crystal meth around the side of them? Only that's the only.
The orange
they had
slices.
To come up with that in Polk County.
Wait, what?
You know
the orange
slices with the sugar on the outside?
The crystal meth on the outside. You know.
Crystal meth instead.
Dude, quiet.
Oh, that's great.
I have
those
to something
nasty.
Okay. Something really gross is that I have a friend who used to do a lot of meth, and he has this friend who's a girl, and she did so much meth that, you know, your body just, like, gets rid of it in whatever way possible. Mm-hmm. It's poison. So she would, like, pop her zits, and fucking crystals would come out.
Oh.
Crystals of crystal. I mean,
did she
so...
smoke it again?
No,
she put it back in her mouth.
Put it back in her mouth. I was like, dude, there's no way. I was like, that's...
She's like, and the guy's like next to her, like, let me get a hit of that.
Yeah, putting the pipe,
hey,
man.
Hey, shotgun me
shit.
On that, babe.
I need me some feminine crack.
Damn, putting the pipe, man, it's fired up.
That's weird.
Wow.
I know, like, cool. People that inject it into their body,
into
their sores and stuff, like, they ooze, it oozes out of the sores.
Ooh. Isn't that cool?
Like,
wow.
And that's why they all have all those pimples. All
meth addicts were so
crystallized.
They ooze a lot.
No, my goo.
Ooh. It's usually like orangish looking.
Oh. Well, I do like that guy of Sin City. The goblin guy.
Yeah, the little goblin guy. He's just doing that.
He was weird.
Yeah. When I saw him, it was like.
He was scary. Was that Elijah Wood or something?
Mm-mm. That was Elijah Wood was a good
guy. No, Elijah
Wood.
Yeah,
talk
he didn't
he
talk,
no
but he was like a.
I don't remember.
Dangerous.
He'd be like,
he was
he had like.
And they cut off
his
head.
Who was the green guy? What was him?
The orange. Or he was yellow. He was like mustard.
Yeah. But what was the actor?
He was the same guy as the guy that got. Killed in the beginning. Like the candidate's son or whatever.
Guy is like
the crooked, like
off.
Republican.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember what his face looked like. I have to.
I'm trying to think of what else he was in. I think he was.
Is that a frog?
Dude, I can look it up. I can look it up. I
was
looking
that movie again. With.
We have like
I think
four
Katie Holmes was in it, and they're taking over their brains.
Oh, the islands.
No, I was way
it's
back.
It's where the parents are like,
not the faculty, but it's like that.
Mrs. That's Apple, some, no,
disturbing
no, it's the teacher.
Behavior.
Disturbing behavior.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Disturbing
behavior. I don't think that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, where they were getting all the kids to be perfect, and then they started getting really violent.
And they were snorting that stuff out of the pens.
No, that was the faculty.
That was the faculty where he like breaks it into the alien. It's like
I'm thinking about
I know
thinking about,
it's called disturbing behavior.
Is it disturbing behavior?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I keep thinking disturbing behavior.
When I saw the yellow guy, it was like his face was just like I'm a goblin of goo. Yeah, it was like, I don't know. It was just
I thought it was weird.
Yeah,
I was like That doesn't even look like a human being. How's that possible?
And he didn't have like,
everybody else pretty much kind of.
He like didn't have a penis, and Bruce Willis is all like, "I removed both of his weapons," and he like takes away his gun, and then he like rips out his vagina penis thing.
So he was a eunuch. Without his own, like not a natural eunuch.
Wow.
That was a eunuch. Did you ever watch Nip Tuck?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. That show was the bomb.
I heard it's crazy.
Hot.
They had Mario Lopez on it, and he was naked.
I mean, like, I know you told Mario Lopez, like
AC Slater. How about he is built like hell? Like, he did not look, you know, because he's kind of pudgy. So
yes.
Okay. What was he on? It's not The View, it's the other half.
The guy one.
The other half?
Or? I don't know. The one that they had all the guys. It was like The View, but it was guys.
Yeah. He's so good.
But he also played the gay diver. What was his name? That hit his head or whatever, and they found out he had HIV.
Oh, Greg Lucanus.
Yeah.
Greg Lucanus. Greg Lucanus.
I know, what a fitting name.
We are at 25 minutes, people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
We tried to keep it down for 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
To 30 minutes, because we had one episode that was an hour and 27 minutes.
Oh, and the guy fell asleep or some shit.
Yeah, we're like totally boring people to death.
Yeah, who fell asleep?
Who fell asleep? Oh,
I was like, how dare
you? It was
the
guy that was, guy that lives in Tampa, no, Clearwater. He said, "Yeah, I was listening to the show and I fell asleep."
I was like, "You don't." I mean, constructive criticism.
I was like, "You could just say it was a little too long."
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Because fell asleep. That there's so many variables in
that. Especially whenever it was a show that was
like,
I
was eating some turkey, drinking some wine, and taking some Benadryl and some Xanax,
and I fell asleep.
But
we also had a guest host on the show, also.
And who could have fell asleep during that?
He was on, like, crack.
I know, jeez.
He was like,
he was on, like, crack.
Like, damn, if he I was. Turn it down.
Lewis.
Chill.
Lewis is a gay, like, college guy. He's in college, but he's in a fraternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lewis.
Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a gay fraternity.
But he's not in a gay fraternity.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask
him. He was in a straight fraternity, but he's the only gay guy in there.
Do they know?
Yeah, they know, yeah.
Dude, he's going to get his ass kicked.
I was like, no, like, they all love him.
Oh,
his nick, like, his name,
yeah,
like, at the fraternity
sure
is, like, Pom-Pom.
They really love him a lot.
I think he loves his,
they
he loves
turns.
His brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college is about experimentation.
Oh, yes, it's about doing a lot.
I would love to be in a straight fraternity. And be the only gay one there.
God.
Oh, dude, your chick turned you down. You
come here.
Come on, bro.
I'll do things that she won't.
Dude, it's like that video. It's like, come on, bro.
I taught her what cool. to do anyway, so it's okay. That's we're all good.
Right.
So are we really only doing 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh. What have we talked about?
Dude, he should do the Arnold for like...
Oh, you should do...
Dude, I need to hear this in person. That's so fucking funny.
We
especially
can do,
the Puerto Rican thing.
You can do the intro or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Arnold.
This is Arnold.
I just ate a grapefruit jelly bean. That shit was nasty.
Oh. Was it that one that looked like it was glowing?
The pink one.
Oh.
Awesome. The radioactive
those ones look like uranium brought to you by Jelly Belly.
Oh, those are Walmart brand, actually. Not
oh,
Jelly Belly.
Really?
Don't get them confused.
Well, it tastes the same.
Yeah, well, it's probably the same maker. They just put a different name on it.
Like
they do Campbell's
nice,
soup
and
like, the soup you buy at Publix.
Right.
Same company.
And the one that's just cheaper because of the way it's shipped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were talking about like being poor or whatever. I learned
being
this 95-year-old lady came in to sell some of her stock. When Publix first started, they couldn't afford to pay their employees, so they gave them stock.
We have a minute and a half left.
Oh, okay. And
wow.
She's like a millionaire. She has like $18 million because of that stock they gave her and paid.
Dude.
Wow.
Real quick, tell them about the old lady that you work with that's like so freaking racist. And she's like, you look so much better than the rest of your people to that black girl.
Oh.
That was
Sandra.
So
Sandy.
Funny.
You remember
oh
Sandy.
My God.
Sandy.
I cannot believe she said that.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Well, he knows. They all know about her. We talked about her before.
Well, it was funny. That's the point.
Yeah, you need to go back and listen to some other episodes. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to end the show. Don't forget, you go to the website, TomMonkeys.com and listen and leave comments.
And all that happy shit.
Yeah. And nobody ever does it.
An email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yeah, you might want to say that a little bit louder, though.
An email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you go to iTunes and leave us reviews, because we only have 6 and we only have 3.5 stars.
We need some more.
And somebody gave us like...
Out of how many stars?
5.
Oh, well, you're almost there.
Almost is not good enough.
You're like a USA movie. You're like a USA movie. Now you just gotta move up in the box office.
Yeah. Like, we want to be in the What's Hot section.
Yeah.
Like VH1 Top 20.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're actually looking to, like, advertise, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're in discussion.
30 minutes.
oh my god, I feel like I'm one of those award shows. You know, with like, shut up.
Well, I like to thank God and baby Jesus and that whore down the street.
Go to our Frapper map too and sign up for that.
That thing is cool.
Yeah. Click on the link that says
King's
Animal Kingdom Map. Kingdom map.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, an announcement. Oh, I didn't tell you that. Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
You know we have the MySpace page, right?
Right.
Really?
Well, have you talked to Mike? Or Gaze okay?
Huh.
Anyway, he's going to be the person that designs it. I gave him, like, full rights to it.
Okay.
So he's going to hook us up.
Okay.
He's going to pimp our MySpace page.
Cool.
Okay.
Which you can go see it at myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
Yes.
And it says that we're, like, 400 years old or something, but we're really not. I want to do it like we were a year old, but
yeah, we'll
they won't let us do that because apparently you can't have it when you're a year old on MySpace page.
Yeah, you have to be at least 18.
You have to be at least 13. You know.
14.
It's a 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll go. Signing out. This is Ricky.
This is John.
This is Ryan.
This is Fer.
And Herb again, because you never talked to him. China. We're like going in order in the circle here. And you're last.
Excuse me?
The microphone is last. In this circle, the microphone is last. Or you could be first.
It's like Uno.
Yeah.
You could be first, I guess.
Okay.
Alright, well, I guess that's all.
Alright, fuck you.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Nick from MadHatterShow.com. Anyways, I just wanted to have a bone to pick with some people. What the hell's up with people telling me I'm actually too skinny? Anyways, I guess they're only online chat people, so what does it really matter? But, fuck. Anyways, people say people are too big, and they're too skinny. I don't know. We can never win. I guess they can fuck themselves. Anyway, bye.